This is Tanya on Joy 94.9 with an Australian Open 2014 preview. The final of the Brisbane International was a big one with our own Leighton Hewitt up against Switzerland's Roger Federer. Hewitt was out of the blocks early with a double break, while it was the worst start to a final we've ever seen from the Swiss master. Roger fought back to win the second set, serving four straight aces, but Hewitt held his nerve, taking the third and final set for a home victory, 6-1, 4-6, 6-3. Leighton was proud to win a tournament after a long drought, and especially to do it against tennis royalty.
You know, I've won nearly every tournament there is to win in Australia, so you know, to beat possibly the greatest player, you know, in the final means, you know, it means a lot.
Roger is still optimistic going into the Open with a good start to the year.
The last 3-4 months now, actually, it's been very positive, you know. And then now here I had another busy week and I'm actually holding up very good. So that's a good sign moving into 2014.
There were also two big guns in the women's final in Brisbane as Serena Williams took on Victoria Azarenka of Belarus. Williams was just too powerful in the end, winning in two sets, 6-4, 7-5, and taking back-to-back titles. After the match, Serena talked about finding a balance between relaxing and being intense on court.
For me, it was really important just to stay not only focused, but to stay pumped as well.
She also gave us an insight into her dad's coaching expertise.
You know, he knows when to step back. He knows when just to be like, okay, this girl is nuts. I'm not going to say anything right now. You know, he knows me better than anybody else.
But she's not prepared to give away any of their award-winning secrets.
You know, just some technical things. I'm obviously not going to tell you, man.
Your favorite topic.
Exactly. Isn't it? Is it always my always go-to? Well, okay, how about, you know, what's another word for technical?
Strategic.
Strategic things.
Serena also realized she has so many trophies, she doesn't know what to do with them.
Honestly, I don't know where all of them are. A lot are MIA. We're running out of space because I live with Venus, who has a ton of trophies too, so.
Azarenka also revealed her true motivation for wanting to win her first Australian Open as a junior.
Probably still my best moment is just the first time I actually came to Australia. When I won the Australian Open, I wanted, they had a kangaroo before, you know, and I told my coach, I was like, I want that kangaroo. He's like, well, you gotta win the tournament to get the kangaroo. I was like, yeah, but I want it right now. He's like, well, you gotta work for it. And I think that really motivated me, and I was so happy when I got that kangaroo.
France had reason to celebrate in Perth as they had a historic first win in the Hopman Cup, beating Poland 2-1. The tournament was full of drama and went down to the result in the doubles. Despite his teammate Alicia Cornet struggling to breathe during her match against Radvanska, the pair managed to hold it together and get over the line in the final doubles match.
I think she's having trouble breathing.
Yeah, she's hyperventilating, yeah.
She can't get enough breath in. I hope she's all right.
Songa's performance was dominant throughout the tournament, winning his singles and doubles match. He's hoping to take the big step this year and win his first Grand Slam in Melbourne.
I mean, I will put the Grand Slam first because it's maybe my personal dream.
Samantha Stoza had yet another heartbreaking loss in the semi-final of the Hobart International against Czech Klára Zakopalova 6-3, 6-2. She's trying to put it all behind her as she heads into her home Grand Slam.
Oh, look, I'm happy that I came down here. Obviously, like I said before, I'm disappointed not to have gone further here, but, you know, going into the tournament, I thought if I can win a few matches and, you know, get that under my belt, then I'd go down to Melbourne feeling pretty happy. You know, I'm still confident going into that first round match for sure.
In Sydney, qualifier Svetlana Peronkova thought she might retire in her 6-4, 6-4 upset win over 5th seed Angelique Kerber, but toughed it out for a memorable victory.
Even though I had some problems with my leg, it wasn't something fatal, you know, but I could feel it throughout the whole match every time that I go for the ball. But, you know, the adrenaline also helped me to get my mind off that, so it worked out pretty well.
There was yet another upset at Kooyong in Melbourne with Japanese sensation Kei Nishikori beating Thomas Berdych in straight sets 6-4, 7-5. He becomes the first Japanese man to win the title. Like Serena, Aussie Bernard Tomic was also going for back-to-back titles at the Sydney International and had a big match up against the number one seed Argentina's Juan Martín Del Potro. Despite his gallant efforts, Tomic was overpowered in the end, as Del Potro showed he would be a force to be reckoned with this year in Melbourne. The Oz Open is looking daunting for nearly all our men and women this year. In the first round, Duckworth will meet 6th seed Roger Federer. Sam Stosur will face Zach Opalova again. Ash Barty has the powerful Serena Williams. And Bernard Tomic will play the number one seed Rafael Nadal in what is sure to be a centre court highlight. Ash Barty is still excited to be up against one of the game's best players.
It's a dream to play one of the best players in the world and just one of the greatest of all time. So, you know, it'll be a really exciting match and I'm playing well and looking forward to it. I've got nothing to lose and I'll just go out there and give it a rip.
The Aussies also grabbed the last eight wildcards of the tournament, which includes exciting youngster Nick Kyrgios. This has been an Australian Open 2014 preview on Joy 94.9.